Thank you for visiting the University of Illinois Chicago's Health and Recovery Solutions Suite. The following recording comes to you from the UIC Center on Integrated Healthcare and Self-Directed Recovery. Visit our online solution suite to obtain free tools that promote health, self-direction, and employment for the behavioral health field.
Hello, my name is Steve, and I'm here today with Christina to talk about a resource that can be used to teach wellness skills and activities. The collection is titled Wellness Activity Lessons, and it can be found at the UIC Solutions website. Thanks for joining me today, Christina. Please share with our listeners the purpose of this collection of wellness activity lessons and the types of lessons that are included in the manual.
Sure. There are 11 wellness topics covered. They were selected based on their interests to anyone looking to improve his or her wellness. Each of them focuses on adding or changing a simple behavior, habit, or routine. Some examples are yoga, starting a gratitude journal, and eating well. The great part about these lessons is that they're developed to be used in a variety of people. Each lesson plan is scripted to guide the facilitator through a really engaging hour-long session.
Oh, that sounds very interesting. Does the facilitator of these lessons need to have group counseling experience?
Experience running groups is helpful, but it's not necessarily needed. We do suggest that the facilitator has some good engagement skills as well as general understanding of wellness. Of course, the facilitator will need to prepare ahead of time to be familiar with the actual lessons themselves.
Great. What makes these wellness activity lessons different from other group health and wellness activity manuals?
The great thing about the wellness activity lessons manual is that each hour-long session includes scripted guidelines, how to reinforce the activity, and really engages members so that they can all benefit. The facilitator has the opportunity to select a series of lessons to use in the program. They'll be able to follow a lesson plan to prepare for and conduct each session. Since the lessons are designed to be useful, there is a specific focus on practical applications and personal experiences. That's because we want the participants to practice the new knowledge and skills after each session.
And you said that these could be used on a variety of people. What kinds of settings could these lessons be conducted in?
We've used the lessons from this manual in a variety of settings, some including community wellness centers, wellness respite programs, inpatient units, and many other types of community mental health centers.
What sorts of materials or supplies do the lessons require?
Most of the lessons only require some basic supplies like a pen, paper, TV or computer, or speakers. Some topics do require some more preparation. For example, the healthy eating topic suggests a variety of foods to make and share, and that one will require some certain kitchen supplies and groceries.
That sounds great. It's sometimes hard to get people engaged in group activities, so having healthy food can only help get them to participate. What other activities are used in the lessons to help engage participants?
The great thing is each lesson includes a 10-minute icebreaker activity. For example, the lesson on journaling suggests something called a gratitude toss. In this activity, participants toss a ball around a circle, and the person with the ball shares something that they are grateful for. Any small thing is fine, and it helps participants to really learn a lot about each other, as well as orienting them to the idea of gratitude journaling.
Can these lessons be used individually, or must they be used in a group setting?
That's a really great question. Each lesson is designed for use within a group. This is to foster sharing of the content and experiences between participants. We do believe that this helps in learning the skills and information that is being presented. At times, I have seen some of the activities used in one-on-one sessions with someone who is familiar with the material helping an individual participate when a group is not available.
You said earlier that a facilitator can pick and choose which lessons to put in a program. Do they have to go in a particular order? And which one is your personal favorite?
That's the best thing about this collection is that each lesson can be used independently, although each topic does help contribute to towards a person's overall wellness. Having the lessons independent from one another is helpful in settings where participants may come and go, like a wellness community center. Some lessons can be more used more than once, especially the more popular ones like yoga, which is my personal favorite. And the lessons are not linear in nature, but combining them into a multi-session program provides a holistic approach to wellness.
Excellent. I like yoga as well. Well, this sounds like an easy-to-use resource that I could start using with the people who are served at my agency. I'm glad you could take the time to talk with me. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Please visit the UIC Solutions Suite website for more information, including a detailed webinar on how to implement these wellness activity lessons and for additional resources about wellness and recovery.
Thank you for listening. You can obtain additional Solutions Suite recordings, or download a transcript by visiting the center's website.